friends, and welcome. You are listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, at least for the next hour. Then it becomes Wednesday's edition. January 23rd, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I don't know if you all were able to hear the State of the Union address this evening. If you didn't, I can pretty much summarize it for you by saying it was a whole lot of nothing. Basically, a lot of backpedaling from things he'd said before, a lot of attempts to sort of outline an agenda, a lot of just outright lies, of course, and various things, and a heck of a lot of glad-handing on the part of Democrats and Republicans alike. Of course, lots of standing ovations, at times just the Republicans, at times both parties, but for the most part, just, you know, I don't think anybody's impressed anymore. Maybe it's just me. You know, maybe my views on the whole thing and watching the whole thing, maybe with what we know and what we've seen over time, it's just kind of taken away from some of the legitimacy, from the hope, I think, that maybe some people would watch that and actually perhaps believe the president. I think there is that hope out there amongst those who know better. And I think that, to me, is one of the most tragic things, because when you're looking at it, based on what we see, it's just a puppet show. It's really all it is. You know, he's given the words to say. He says them with some degree of you know, supposed conviction. Everybody seems to be on track and on board. And, of course, afterwards, everybody starts pointing fingers and creating that that divisiveness that they're just, of course, known for. So based on what we know, we see that the whole thing is carefully orchestrated to look like everybody's on the president's side. And, of course, then everybody starts backbiting afterwards once they're given opportunities to speak on the record about what they feel was important, good, bad about the speech, and so on and so forth. And it just goes on and on and on. And obviously that political divisiveness is orchestrated as well. So the whole thing's just a big scam, and it makes it difficult to watch stuff like that. But nevertheless, the State of the Union address did happen this evening, about 2 hours of you know, brief statements interrupted by standing ovations, and very, very time-consuming and, you know, just kind of lackluster anyway. You know, there isn't really anything we didn't predict that would be addressed. There isn't really anything that we didn't foresee that was addressed. It was just kind of the typical thing. So if you missed it, you didn't miss much. And I thought Jon Stewart on The Daily Show had a pretty good assessment. He kind of compared Bush's statements as of late to, you know, statements in the previous State of the Union addresses, in which case you could see from last year Bush saying, hey, everything's going great in Iraq, to this time saying, hey, everything's not going so great, but, you know, we have an opportunity to make it better. And of course, the best thing for us to do is to you know, ramp things up a little bit, escalate, although that's not necessarily the words that were chosen. Anyway, just par for the course, my friends, but I still think that given all the stuff that we've seen as of late, I do expect it to still be Hillary in 2008 with John Edwards as her running mate. I know that a lot of people think it would be Obama and Hillary, but I just don't think that's the case. I think that Barack Obama is designed to be sort of the front runner, the big competition to Hillary. And, of course, if he does his job, and his job would be comparable to maybe what John Kerry did in 2004, then he'll bow out, and he'll have a promising political future. He just has to bow out at the time. So I expect it to pretty much go along those lines. So, you know, from what I understand in Vegas, they are taking bets on those type of things. I'm not a betting man, but I think you could perhaps, you know, place a bet on that, see how that goes. Just don't blame me if I'm wrong. It's just an educated guess at this point. All right, I'm done waxing philosophical. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Hopefully the connection will sound a little bit better. We'll see what we can do to work some miracles. So stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. It is officially Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm glad you're here. We've got a lot to get into here this evening. Got some time for news and phone calls, and of course, our guest joining us later on the program, his name is Jim Folsom, and he's with BioSolutions, the website natural-solution.com. Very, very exciting. We're talking about those Rife machines, which I got to be honest with you, I don't know anything about. I've heard the name Rife before. Familiar with resonance, of course. Yesterday we had a great interview with Joseph Farrell. We talked a little bit about some of these Nazi technologies and different innovations and things like that. And a lot of what they did, it would seem, was based on a Nikola Tesla style of physics. And that probably was because they wanted to stay away from Einsteinian style of physics, because Einstein being Jewish and all. So very, very interesting that they would sort of strike out on a separate line of engineering and technological innovations, but very, very interesting. So Tesla has always fascinated me on a number of different levels, most notably because how little people actually know about the guy who did so much. I mean, at the time, he was, you know, of course, very, very well known, and now, the only time you really hear Nikola Tesla's name, aside from conversations with people in the know, such as ourselves, is, you know, the crappy 80s metal band. Sorry if, you know, you listen to that. If you're a fan, I don't mean to offend. Just, you know, saying it's an interesting legacy. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're here. Of course, welcome to those listening online at www.rbnlive.com. Welcome to those listening on shortwave joining us at frequency 3.215. And, of course, got to give out our website, of course, Webmaster James doing such a fantastic job. Guy is just amazing. That's www.franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number, you should know it by now, happens to be the call-in number for every show on the network, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So, obviously, a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening in the world. And weather-wise, seems to be sort of normalizing here. It's probably about 30, maybe in the upper 20s here in northwest Arkansas, which I'm okay with. I don't necessarily mind the cold at all. Don't mind the snow, as long as it's here only a brief period of time, kind of like relatives visiting. You know, short time, it's great. Long time, tends to, you know, grate on you a little bit. But anyway... The ice is what I have a problem with, and we haven't had too much of that, so that's been a good thing. Otherwise, carrot juice diet, silver, things like that seem to be working really well. I feel monumentally better today, although I may not sound any different. I do feel better. So, you know, anyway, didn't feel all that bad to begin with, just this congestion and whatnot. And there's definitely something going around. And if you watch the weather patterns, you can kind of predict these sorts of things. And it was very interesting. I had come across a story about NASA and, of course, the World Health Organization sort of monitoring weather patterns to kind of predict outbreaks and pandemics. And I think that's very noteworthy, given where we're at with a great many things, including the bird flu, which is rearing its ugly bird-like head once again. And the flu mongering is beginning all over again, too. So it is everywhere, my friends, and this is something, this is the time when you have to be cognizant of the health solutions and health opportunities that are available to you. It's just like anything else. When you read in the government reports, and for the most part they say that, you know, individual communities will be on their own. Well, does that mean that instead of, you know, expecting the feds to swoop in and save the day, I should expect the local police officers to swoop in and save the day? Unlikely. In my mind, what that means is you're on your own. So, in that regard, it's a good time to really sort of rise to the occasion and take care of these things for yourselves, my friends. I do think that is an important thing. And we try to talk about that. It's one of my passions, obviously. I'm a big believer in self-reliance. I'm a big believer in independence. I'm a big believer in freedom. And I think that when you know the things that you need to know to take care of you and yourself, and your loved ones, I think that you really do experience that true freedom. And, yeah, if you let yourself down, then, you know, that's your fault. But when you put all your eggs in another basket, when you put faith in human beings and organizations and things like that, I think that's where people fall short and are severely disappointed. Anyway, we can take some calls if you guys are interested in doing so, or we can, of course, do some news, whatever you like. 800-313-9443. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? Always good to hear you.
Yeah, doing well, man.
Good job with your late-night broadcast. We'll transition from the morning.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. I just wanted to, if I could give you a quick update, if I could get a quick blog out for our 9/11 Truth group here.
Please.
It's 911truthualbany.org, and it's University at Albany. We started this, and we have pictures of the Boston Tea Party and all the truthers we met out here along the East Coast. And I'll tell you, just to motivate everyone who's listening, that it's growing exponentially. And thanks to RBN and GCN and networks and people like yourselves, you know, it's the revealing process is coming to light. So I always want to thank you for that.
Well, you're very kind.
Speaking the truth, man, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, and it's never easy, and but it is good, and people are starting to wake up, and this is a great thing. And I know we've been saying that for years. They're starting to wake up, and they are, and it's just it's a snowball effect. It's going to take some time, but ultimately, yeah, I think the main thing here is if we can keep awareness at such a high level, that they can't perpetrate anything like this again, which is, you know, my concern with Iran, certainly.
And this Nikola Tesla, I've been studying him since I was about 12 years old, and there is some amazing science that he's come out with that I definitely think is people need to give him more credit for. Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't have AC power if he wasn't sponsored by Westinghouse. We wouldn't have the power system we have right now. You know, it's that simple. There's
so many radio. Aspects
did you know
that?
Of our life. Exactly. Yeah. So he needs more recognition than he's gotten, and I think
absolutely.
That he's been downplayed so people don't ask about these technologies that are highly controversial.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's
free
it's
energy
thing.
Technology.
Sure. Well, that's what he was trying to do. He's trying to actually come up with broadcast electricity, and
right.
ended up with radio. And that's why we
had
that
in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
Colorado with Springs. That large coil he built.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Hey, I don't know where you are in New York, but if you ever get over near, I want to say Buffalo or Niagara Falls area, I believe there is a Tesla museum over there.
Yes, there is. I've been
okay.
there. Yep.
Oh, great. Yep. Wonderful.
Yep, familiar. We're in Albany, New York, the capital.
Okay. Yeah, very familiar.
It's a good time out here, but thanks for all your program and what you guys do. We really appreciate it.
Hey, well, we appreciate you too, John. Thank you for the
Ford
call.
Ed Brown, too. If you could keep some updates on that, I'm really interested to hear how he's doing. I missed Rick Adams before because I know he's
going
to talk about it.
All right, very good.
Well,
good luck
with
all that, and please keep us in the loop as things progress.
All right, check out our website.
Yes, give it again.
Thank you to see it. It's 911truthualbany.org.
All right, wonderful stuff.
All right.
Thanks a lot, brother. Take care. Wonderful. You know, it is empowering for me to know that you guys are doing what you're doing, whatever that may be. And I think that the main thing, and we've talked about this before as far as activism and things like that, I'll be honest with you, I don't show up to protests or demonstrations. And people say, oh, yeah, how dare you not do that? It's just not, I don't feel like I can serve interests as much by showing up for something like that as I can for doing something like this. And it's just me, and you know, but this is 20 hours a week, you know, and I know, you know, people might go to a little demonstration and, you know, they might have signs and chant and even camp out or something like that. And hey, you know, some people are extremely dedicated. And I think that's fantastic. But, you know, that's not something I do, me, myself. I guess the capacity for being ignored is something that I'm aware of and watching the mainstream media. And I've seen how they operate. I mean, I've organized things here locally before and been a part of things locally here before, and I've seen the scant media coverage, if any. And really, isn't that the point of making a demonstration, to demonstrate a point? Not to the people who might be walking by in your general vicinity, but to get some coverage, to get some sort of support, to spread the word, right? That's what it's always been about for me, to make some progress. So for me, I feel that me being here in radio is a way that I can do that for others, as opposed to me being on the scene and saying, man, I sure wish the media outlets would cover this. So we do like to be kept in the loop, and I don't encourage people to do anything. I think you have to go wherever you're led, and whatever it is that moves you, whatever it is that drives you, you know, that's great. That's you. And I think that, you know, some people might say, well, I don't feel led to do anything right now. Well, you know, the time will come, and someone will approach you and say, you know what? We never really talked about this, but, you know, I'm curious about this whole political thing, or I'm curious about the Federal Reserve, or I'm curious about this. And they'll open themselves up for answers, and you'll be there, and you'll be ready, and you'll be waiting, and you'll be excited to give them. And it'll be a fantastic opportunity for you and for them, no doubt. So anyway, very, very exciting things happening out there in the world. And again, my biggest concern with September 11th is a repeat performance, and I think all of us are somewhat concerned about that in this rush to war. Do I think they'll actually pull something like that off here? I don't know. I think it would be easier to perpetrate in another country, to be sure. But here, I think people are too awake. So maybe that's a good thing. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce?
That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here on this fine Tuesday evening. I've got some coffee in me to moderately settle down my voice. It's amazing. I was talking to Manny, my new producer there, and we were discussing this yesterday. A lot of people who talk or use their voice for a living, you know, broadcasters, things like that, very, very, very aware of their voice and the sensitivity of it, and they'll avoid things that might harm their voice, things like that. Sometimes they, you know, singers will go 24 hours without making any sounds in order for their voice to be strong by the time they're ready to perform. So it's kind of a bizarre thing, monitoring that. It's weird. I don't know. I know a guy who is an engineer. He makes things with his hands, obviously, and as a result of that, He won't do things that could possibly injure his hands, since that's how he makes his living. It's a very interesting thing. I myself do virtually nothing to maintain my voice, so hopefully it's tolerable this evening. Anyway, our phone number, my friends, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Debbie in Texas. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, Debbie Morrow.
It's me.
Hey, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm much better now.
Oh, that's
always a pleasure
good.
To hear from you. How you been?
I'm wonderful. I heard you had a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's not really a cold. I suppose. I mean, I feel great. It's just a little bit of congestion, I suppose, and that's the thing that annoys me. You know.
But,
yeah. But you know, I feel fine.
Well, that's good. You better feel fine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for the Christmas candies and things that you sent over.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
It's very, very sweet of you. You're quite the baker.
You like my special cookies?
Absolutely. But don't say special cookies, because then they're going to bring out the drug-sniffing dogs.
Oh, no.
It's the magic cookies.
And my brother-in-law had me make 27 cans that he bought from me to give to all of his customers.
Wow.
Because everybody loves my cookies.
Oh, they're fantastic.
And, oh, my God, I was making so many cookies. I was like night and day making cookies when I wasn't working.
Oh, you gotta love the holiday season, right?
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of neat, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, and they're not at all healthy. Well, maybe the peanut butter. But I doubt it.
Well, you know, nobody eats healthy during the holidays. That's the best part about it.
That's true. I've been trying to be better this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get off the breads and stuff, man.
It's working?
Yeah, I think so.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm drinking lots and lots of Berkey water. I actually have this great big green cup that's really, really big that I got one time at a festival filled with, like, a slushie. And I love to keep that on my desk. And what I've been doing is, like, filling it three-quarters full of water and then just a little bit of cranberry, natural cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, like, drinking for, like, 3 days just gobs of it, trying to flush out my system.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the carrot juice diet.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. Colonel Joe, what can
you
say?
I found a grocery store here in the Fort Worth area that sells the carrot juice.
Oh, yeah?
The Hollywood brand, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they sell it for $1.98 a can.
Man, I'm jealous.
So that's pretty cool.
We're up
yeah.
to about $2.50 here.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's out of control. It's they know.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Well, oh, I gave away my microwave.
Oh, good for you.
I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you also. That's a great start.
My husband was like, well, what's wrong with the microwave? And I'm like, nothing. And he's like, well, why are you getting rid of it? And I'm like, well, you know what? It was a lot of things. It wasn't just, you know, because I know how unhealthy it is, which should be the main reason.
Right.
But I decided I wanted to slow my thinking down. You know what I mean? I'm in a rush mode all the time.
Oh, I see.
Like, I mentally am in a hurry. And to me, having the microwave kind of represented being in a hurry.
It does. You're right.
You know?
It's
and
kind
so,
of a yeah, yeah. quick fix lifestyle.
Yeah, and the only thing I used it for was melting butter and boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
so true. My brother-in-law, he like comes over to get coffee sometimes. And the other day when he was over, because he picks up my UPS and takes it to the UPS terminal for me every other day. And so the coffee was, like, left over from in the morning, so I just pressed the button to try and heat it up before he got here, and it was still lukewarm. And so then he was like, yeah, if you had a microwave, I could
warm up the coffee.
Yeah,
you could drink some unhealthy coffee.
And I was like, nah, don't worry.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. If you're unfamiliar with the voice on the other end of the phone, that would be Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. BerkeyWater.com is the website. Of course, the incomparable Berkey water filters. And, Debbie, I'm glad you called in. Hang on, would you? Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio Tuesday evening. And what can I say? Got to remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring nine fully equipped, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state can offer. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. I spent some time at their website today, actually. It was got some pretty cool stuff there, including a link to rbnlive.com, which I certainly appreciated that. Yeah, these guys are doing some great things out there, and there's just Arkansas is a beautiful place. What can I say? Of course, we invited Debbie Morrow to come visit last summer, and of course she stood me up, but had a good reason, I guess.
Well, it was one of those last-minute huge crises.
I know. And, yeah.
But this year, when you have it, I'll be there.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll be there. You know where I'm going to be February 22nd?
No.
23rd, 24th, 25th? No. I'm going to be at the 911 Accountability Conference.
Oh, that's cool. That's Arizona, right?
Yeah, it's going to be in Chandler, Arizona.
That's great.
And there's going to be all kinds of interesting folks there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wants to come see me and see, I'm going to be there selling Berkey water filters, of course.
I wanted to ask you about that. Are you going to do the demonstration with the food coloring?
I certainly am.
I love that.
Of course.
Tell that story.
Well, it's really cool. If you have the black Berkey filters, you can fill up your tank with water and put in red food coloring. And then it comes through clear. I mean, it's just great because then you know your filter's working. And it's really the only filter that we're aware of that you can do that. You put about 2 tablespoons in to a full tank. And it's really great because then you can know that your filters are really, really working. You know, other than you can tell by the taste and everything
else. Yeah, I remember when I first got my Berkey, and I talked to Jim about it, and he mentioned the food coloring thing, which blew my mind, because I had had a previous water filter, and it was from a different company, and I thought it was certainly better than what I had with the tap water here in Arkansas. Of course, a lot of chicken farming happening here with Tyson being based out of northwest Arkansas. So, I did the food coloring test, and this other water filter failed miserably. And Jim had also mentioned you could do one with powdered... I don't know what it was, some sort of compound, some sort of, metal, perhaps.
I don't know. No, but you know what's really neat? A lot of people ask me, you know, at first, like if when they first set up their system, you know, they go, well, how do I know it's set up? And I go, well, you know, do the red food coloring. And sometimes people will call me and say, well, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of pink in my water. And all you have to do is tighten the screw a little bit because it means that you just don't have it tight enough. So it's such a foolproof way of making sure your filters work, you know.
Absolutely.
And if you do have that little bit of tinge of pink, just, you know, tighten the wing nuts a little bit more and that'll get it nice and snug.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have any leakage, you know. So it's a great way to know that your Berkey's working right, you know. And it just, you know, it's really wonderful system.
You know, we haven't talked in a while, and during the break I was digging through my news pile, and I have this story that I came across last week, and you'll remember it because we had talked about this several years ago on the program, but this is from the BBC. It came out on the 18th, and it says, an investigation into the cleanliness of rivers feeding Washington's Potomac River has revealed the presence of sex-changing chemicals. Pollutants which contain the chemicals known as endocrine disruptors were found in several tributaries and in the smallmouth bass fish living within it. Now, that's interesting. You remember that story, right, Deb? It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, they had fish and stuff that didn't know what sex they were.
Yeah, they just were spontaneously changing sex, and some of them were, you know, having multiple sort of sex organs, and it was just very, very bizarre. And, of course, they were telling people, hey, you know, don't worry about it. This is not a big deal. Well, it has become a big deal. It will become even a bigger deal. And there was the first article that I had come across, and I believe I had faxed that one to you. That was from Playboy magazine a few months ago, or maybe it was last year. It was a while ago, actually. Anyway, what this said is that based on all of the hormones that are in all the food, okay, so you got the beef, the chicken, the dairy products subsequently, the hormones that, you know, when people are taking hormones, which is a really bad thing anyway, these artificial things, because most of the time the hormones are not from people. Like, Debbie, you've heard of Premarin before, right?
I'm not sure what that is. No.
It's a female hormone pill, basically. Okay.
Oh, okay. Is that one that's made out of horse urine?
Yes. That's what it means. Premarin, and this was Glenn Parnham who told me this, stands for pregnant mare's urine. That's where they got the name from. So, that, you know, it's right in your face.
Yeah.
And most people don't even notice that. Anyway, so you got people taking that stuff, and of course, inevitably, what your body can't absorb, it passes through its system, and of course, you, of course, will flush the toilet, and that just goes through. Well, the water filtration plants can't handle that stuff. They're not built to filter out antibiotics and hormonal, leftovers, and people are obviously going to be affected by this. People who eat the fish, people who swim in it, people who bathe in it, people who drink it. And yeah, it may be safe. There's no sewage, you know, floating around in your glass of water, but that doesn't mean that the chemicals are out of the water. And this is the biggest danger. Well, it's very interesting because that same article had mentioned that there is a huge upswing in the amount of men being diagnosed with breast cancer. In breast growth in their chest, you know, region, their tissue's actually growing, and it's certainly something we've seen a lot of over the last couple of years. Anyway, the story goes on. I'm sort of long-winded. The U.S. Geological Survey study followed the discovery of high numbers of intersex fish in the Potomac Basin. Endocrine disruptors can mimic or block hormones in the body, either naturally occurring or man-made, that can interfere with the endocrine system, causing birth defects and reproductive irregularities, and, of course, the things we've already discussed. The Potomac River is being fed by rivers and streams in Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia. Here's where it gets interesting. The USGS investigators found pesticides, flame retardants, personal care products containing known or suspected endocrine disruptors in all sites tested. Every one of them. The chemicals were also found in all smallmouth bass examined, every one of those. So, you know, when they say, oh, there's nothing to worry about here, worry. Lead scientist Douglas Chambers said, quote, all samples contain detectable levels of at least one known endocrine disrupting compound, including samples from fish without intersex species, end quote. In essence, saying even when the fish were normal that they caught and tested, they still had those compounds in their body. And again, pesticides, flame retardants, personal care products, and hormones, in essence. In an effort to pinpoint the source of the pollution, the scientists studied wastewater and runoff from several sites. They discovered that wastewater effluent, both treated and untreated, agriculture and pest control activities, and industrial wastewater all contributed to the problem. So, I'm sure you picked up on it, Deb, because you're sharp cookie. Wastewater, both treated and untreated, meaning it's already gone through the filtration process, okay, and it still has the stuff in there. That's proof right there that all of the your city water and whatnot, when they say, hell, this is completely fine to drink, it's not. It's not fine to drink. It's not fine to bathe in. Of particular concern was municipal effluent, which contained a cocktail of at least seven compounds containing endocrine disruptors. So that's city water, in essence. The USGS said in its report, quote, antibiotics were detected in municipal wastewater, aquaculture, and poultry processing effluent, with the highest number of antibiotics and the greatest concentrations found in municipal effluent, end quote. The discovery that there were high numbers of intersex fish present in the Potomac Basin was made by, pause for effect, accident in 2003 when scientists began investigating unusually high numbers of fish deaths. Indicating what, Deb? That what we've got here is a situation where people are drinking bad water, okay? And the bad water is having a dramatic impact on the species that live in the water. And, of course, our bodies are made up predominantly of water, so it's going to have an impact on us. But nobody noticed. Nobody paid attention to the fact that people were coming down with weird sort of hormonal issues and things like that. They noticed it because of the fish, and they noticed it by accident. So, you know, I was talking about empowerment, and I think this is perfect time to bring this up. You know, if you have the solution, you know, and sometimes you have to know there's a problem first. Well, now we know. By accident, we know that this is a problem, and here's a solution, these Berkeys, that, you know, because you could, you know, you say, well, my water's been filtered. How do you know? How do you know? You don't know where it came from. You know it comes out of the tap, and you think you're fine. Well, there's a lot of different things in water that you got to be cognizant of. I think I had read that this Fiji water was going for five times the price of oil, you know, if you were to compare it to barrels, basically. You know, it's just tap water from some other place. Doesn't make it better. You still there?
I am. I'm all listening right to you, and I'm thinking about...
I know
about...
I'm babbling.
No, not at all. It's very interesting, and you know, if you can take control your life by at least filtering your water,
yes,
you know, then you're taking one step towards progress of, you know, your better health.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, there's so many people now that you know, they don't have any idea what sex they are, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of that could come from what they're eating, they're drinking, you know. It's everywhere. I had a customer call me today, and he finally realized the fluoride issue. You know, he finally realized, you know, that, you know, it really is a big deal. And he called just to say, you know what, I finally understand, you know, that all these different chemicals are lulling us into a state of apathy.
That's right.
Whether it's fluoride or hormones or whatever, we're accepting things. And I don't know, you know, if this is the only step that I can take in my life is help people filter their water, because I have no idea how to go around getting legislation changed or, you know, getting governments to be more honest and stuff. I don't know how to do that kind of thing, but at least I can, you know, help people with their water, and I can pray with people, and, you know, I can just be the best I can be, you know. But I tell you, these issues, you know, I see all the time people on, you know, even on, you know, like Discovery Channel and stuff, and they're talking about all the weird things that are, you know, animals born with two heads and, you know, more than one sex and stuff like that in their bodies, and people born like this,
right,
you know. And it, a lot of it has to do with just that. You know, what are they putting in, you know? And I wish we could live in a perfect existence where, you know, everything we ate and drank was going to be, you know, healthy, but it's not.
Well, you
so
know,
and
I think
your water.
That's right. And what I think the main thing here is that people tend to put faith in organizations, institutions, and people, other people. So when you get a report or something like that from your city water, which I got one a few years ago, and it basically said, you know, and I, you know, it comes with the bill. And it's just a little printout, and you know, whatever. It's a grid.
It tells you how much fecal you have.
Yes. Oh, you just stole my thunder. That's exactly right. So, you know, I'm reading through this whole thing, and it basically says we have gone above and beyond and actually reduced our amount of fecal matter in the water an extra few percentage points. And I'm like, what? I want it to be zero. Call me, you know, call me prissy, or that my standards are too high, but I don't want any poop in my water.
I
know. You
know? I mean, you know.
It's out of control.
You know, my kids are all grown, but I have my grandkids now, and, you know, I always let my kids get dirty. I always let them dig in the dirt and play, and, you know, I'm not a clean freak, never was, and I always say it's good for them to be dirty. You know, I mean, they can play outside and dig in the dirt. Helps them have strong immune systems, you know.
There you go. Well, there's something to that. Doesn't mean they exactly. You got to draw the line somewhere. I don't care how dirty you are. How much of a hippie you are. You still don't drink the poop water. But you know, it's out of control. But anyway, you're right, and we should talk about all these things, because you guys are really just above and beyond everybody else as far as the stuff that you guys have available. And you know, I always like to say this too. Once it's been said, it's been said. People hear it and they listen, and or they don't. But they've heard it, and they have an obligation to act or not to act. So tell us about what does the Berkey filter out of water?
Well, you know, I was just thinking that, and so I was just pulling my literature here so I could be very specific. But one of the biggest things it takes out
is poop.
The E. coli,
outstanding.
Cryptosporidium, Giardia. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think, you know, we do not claim virus removal. We're not allowed to claim virus removal, and so I don't want anybody to think we do claim that. But if you know the nature of a virus, then, you know, you would know what it does anyway.
Yes.
But let's say you did use water that was, you know, contaminated by raw sewage, which in the Dallas-Fort Worth area recently in Dallas, with all the rain we've been having, a very, very expensive, exclusive neighborhood in Dallas was having a fit because they had a water thing that was pouring water in, and that it does it every time it rains a lot, and it was the, you know, sewage system. It wasn't just underground rainwater. It was sewage system, and they were showing it all on the news and everything, and not one mention of how bad that was. You know, they would talk about the smell and, you know,
right.
the neighborhood was all upset because of the smell and stuff. But they never once mentioned what was really going on there.
Right.
Is, you know, people could get very sick from that.
Well, it's
you
the
know?
Same. Yeah, we hear all about, oh, you know, Taco Bell has E. coli in their lettuce. But what about it? You
that
know?
Whole area
yeah,
was
absolutely.
Being infested. You know, and they were showing, like, toilet paper on bushes with the birds and stuff. But they didn't never say how really bad it was, you know, because everybody lulls you into apathy, you know. Is to say everything is okay, keep the peace, you know.
Sure.
But the thing you can do with a Berkey, which is very cool, if you do think you have fecal matter or something like that in the water, you can pre-treat your water with chlorine bleach, stir it up, you know, like, you know, 12 drops chlorine for a gallon of water, and then you can actually run it through the Berkey, and it takes out 100% of the chlorine.
Outstanding.
So, and it's going to take out any floating, you know, stuff or anything like that.
Yes.
Any little dead stuff, because it'll take out 100% of the cysts and the parasites and bacteria.
And,
is that
and
music
more.
I hear?
Yes, it is. Let me ask you to hang on.
Okay.
Folks, a rare treat. Debbie Morrow, she called in to say hello. I've roped her into a some answers. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Tail end of our first hour already, and you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And welcome back to our special caller, who has been apparently roped into becoming a guest, Debbie Morrow.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm glad that you called in. Obviously, we haven't got a chance to talk much with my schedule being different and, of course, the holidays and all that stuff. And I, you know, the change over to nights was somewhat abrupt in that, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. So I've been spending a lot of my time trying to find guests who are crazy enough to stay up this late.
And, I've heard good stuff, actually.
Really?
Customers have called in and said that they're enjoying the guests that you've had, and I think you've really stepped up a little bit, you know.
Wow.
That's
what I
heard.
Great.
Of course, I think you're so fantastic. I don't know how you could step up more than you have.
Aren't you sweet? See, you should call in every night because I need the ego boost.
Sometimes I'm asleep. Last night I was asleep.
Well, I'm glad that whatever it is that kept you up, I'm glad you're here. You were just running through a list of filterable things with the incomparable Berkey water filters.
Yes. Okay, so besides pathogenic bacteria, cysts, sediment, and parasites, like E. coli and Guardian and Cryptosporidium and things like that. Also, trimethanes are taken out, which trimethanes are things like coliform and bromiform and
right.
things that really affect your health. Also, radiologicals like radon-222.
Sure.
And inorganic minerals like the chlorine, what I was saying, that you
sure.
can pre-treat your water because it's going to take out all the chlorine.
That's great.
And then there's this huge list of stuff that are called VOCs. And VOCs are volatile organic compounds. Those are things like atrazine, benzene, and this is where you're getting into the more chemically kind of things.
Yes.
MTBE, ethylene, dibromide, oxaline, really... anything, you know, lots of things that are petroleum-based.
Yes.
Berkey filters are very, very effective of taking out petroleum-based products.
And, you know, that's, I'm sorry if you don't mind me interrupting here. That's interesting because anyone who's ever seen, like, a gasoline spill, you know, like in a rainwater puddle or something, it has that rainbow sort
uh-huh.
of shimmery effect. I've noticed that, Debbie, and I have a little water fountain, you know, and an outdoor one, obviously. And, anyway, I've noticed sometimes after a lot of heavy chemtrail spraying that rainbow effect on the water. So, yeah, I know a lot of people want to, save on some money or prepare themselves for any sort of calamities, things like that. And they store their rainwater. And, of
yeah.
course, you know, you may be inadvertently drinking some kind of chemtrail stuff that's come down out of the sky.
Yeah, and I always tell people... because, you know, people will call me and they'll say, well, Debbie, you know, I'm going to store my water, I'm going to Berkey it, and then I'm going to store it. And I always tell everybody, don't Berkey your water before you store it.
Yeah, do it.
Store your raw water
yeah.
and then Berkey it. And, you know, and I personally have those big 55-gallon containers, you know, the water containers.
Yes.
And I have some in my backyard and I have some in my garage. And then you have a real good hand pump. And that way, when you do need water, you can just pump it then and then Berkey your water.
Well, that's a good idea. Hang on a second, Deb.
Actually,
Manny had a great idea, Debbie, to see if you'd hang on and take some questions. Folks, if you have questions about water filtration, Debbie's your girl. And so we'll keep her on in maybe like a co-host capacity, too, because I just love her. She's a ray of sunshine. Folks, stay with us. We're back after this brief station identification.
Attention, friends.